Starting construction this week, Royal Caribbean just may claim the world's largest cruise ship for their fifth new Oasis-class ship. Expected to sail in 2021, the unnamed ship just may edge out the current title holder, Symphony of the Seas. And Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador, John Heald, served as the host of Operation Homefront's Military Child of the Year Awards in Washington, D.C. Operation Homefront, which is a national nonprofit dedicated to military families, presents the annual awards to recognize outstanding children who thrive as scholars and leaders while facing challenges of military life. In keeping with tradition, Carnival provided each Military Child of the Year with a complimentary cruise from any U.S. home port. And finally, according to SEC filings, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings President and CEO Frank Del Rio was the highest compensated cruise line executive in 2018, bringing home almost $23 million. In second place was Arnold Donald at Carnival Corporation of $13.5 million and Richard Fain at Royal Caribbean with a little over $12 million. More stories at cruiseradio.net. And for the record, I'm recording this in an airport bathroom. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.